I'm old enough to remember the very first Super Bowl and the value of the ticket, the face value of the ticket. What's the face value of this year's ticket of the Super Bowl on average?
You know, I actually don't know the face value. It's in the hundreds of dollars. It may actually be up to $1,000 now. I just don't know. But we do know a bit more on the secondary market, places like StubHub. The tickets right now are going for the minimum. These are the worst seats in the house, several thousand dollars.
For the worst seats?
Yes, yes. Best seats, it's hard to say. I spoke to someone from StubHub the other day, and we were talking about how sometimes you'll see someone selling 50-yard line tickets, two of them for $40,000. Well, I mean, that's the asking price. That doesn't mean it's being sold for that much. If you get to very, very good tickets, you might be spending around $10,000 a ticket for the best seats in the house, I think.
That's amazing. I would imagine that as you walk around the stadium and walk around Atlanta, you're probably being bombarded, I would imagine, by people who are selling tickets or trying to sell tickets. I mean, how does one protect themselves against all this counterfeit stuff? Because it goes on everywhere, especially at the big game.
Yeah, and there will be some people who are turned away at the gates being told your ticket's not a valid ticket, it's a fake ticket. You really have to be careful when you buy it from the secondary market. StubHub says it inspects every ticket. These Super Bowl tickets are largely actual tickets. They aren't like tickets that you print on your computer. They are what they call hard tickets with that thick, hard feel to it rather than paper. And on all these tickets, there's a hologram. It's a heat-sensitive hologram. It's one gentleman from StubHub, I don't know if he's correct, but he was saying it is harder to counterfeit a Super Bowl ticket than a $20 bill. The NFL has gone to great lengths to try to make these tickets counterfeit-proof. Nothing's 100% foolproof, but they've done a pretty good job.
Well, I would imagine that when people go through the gates and they get checked and everything and they find out that their ticket is not a real ticket, that's not going to be a very happy experience at all,
yeah.
I would imagine.
And it does happen. It does happen at every Super Bowl. Not that much, obviously, these days. People have become aware, and you're very careful when you buy the tickets, but it will happen.